today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, completely free, so enjoy those on us as we continue with the calls here and talk to, I believe, Ben in Michigan. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello. Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Great. Well, I just wanted to talk about a recent traffic stop I encountered.
Okay.
All right. Well, see, the thing is, in Michigan, if you're under 18, you basically can't screw up. All right? Any traffic infraction, you lose your license for 90 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just going down the road, casually driving, doing nothing wrong. I am going 1 mile over the speed limit, and I crossed the double yellow line, barely. He pulls me over on account of both, and I lose my license for 180 days.
What a jip.
Wow.
Absolutely ridiculous. And, you know,
was there any kind of confrontation between you and the officer?
Well, when he rolled up to my window, he didn't even ask me what was going on. You know, he had no regard for what was happening, but rather that I broke the law.
Sure, just another punk kid, and that's how he looks at it. And he just writes you out a ticket, and you're screwed.
He just took my license away, and, you know, he didn't even tell me what was going on, why I was getting my license taken away, for what. He didn't even tell me what I was being pulled over for, and that's
right.
How it went down.
I think that's pretty outrageous. I mean, to suggest that it's not enough to give a kid a fine or something like that, that you have to completely take away his ability to...
1 mile an hour over.
I mean, he's taken away your ability to generate income for yourself at this point. I understand that you're a young person, but it's important to get young people
out
of the workforce.
Well, I ride my longboard to work, so it's all right, but, you know...
You say what now? I'm sorry?
I ride my longboard to work, so I still get my bills, so...
Well, that's good. I mean, it's good that you're not far away from your place of business. But there are some young people. I remember when I was 17, I was working at the radio station, and I had to drive a half an hour to get out to the station. There's no way I'm going to get on a bicycle and be able to go out there every single day. So having a car can be very critical for a lot of young people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
we have the same law, a similar law here in New
Hampshire.
Really? It's not nearly as severe. It only applies to moving violations. I'm not sure what Michigan's is, and you lose it for 20 days.
Those were both moving violations.
Right. 20 days would be nice at this point, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can believe it.
It would be 40.
I think that's up till your... I'm not sure, but that might be up until you're 21, because you're on a youth operator license. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it's either 18 or 21.
I think it's 18. Not sure.
Well, all I know is I don't have a New Hampshire license, so I don't know what all their silly rules are.
You should get one, though. They're,
no, that's okay.
Cool.
No.
What kind of license do you have?
I have a Florida license, and I don't have any intention on changing that. See,
I
like having my Florida gang protect me now. I didn't like them when I lived under their thumb, but now that they're somewhere else, I can just pay them a few bucks a year, and they'll make me look like I'm legitimate to the other gangs here in New Hampshire.
You know, I was without one for a while, so...
I was hoping for my other friend got pulled over for doing 17 over. He didn't get his license taken away.
Did he do the favor, like a favor for the cop?
It's rather arbitrary when it comes to police.
I don't know. They just let him go, and it was actually the same cop.
Well, the nice thing about, how old are you?
That's why I asked if there was a confrontation.
I'm 17.
17. Well, the nice thing about being 17, getting ready to wrap up high school, is that you've got your whole world in front of you. You can make your life whatever you want it to be, so consider moving to New Hampshire.
I need to get my license back. That's right.
It's part of the Free State Project. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate
the
story.
Have a great night.
Good luck, dude. 800-259-9231. You know, again, the more these cops crack down on young people, the more the young people of America are just going to hate the cops. And cops wonder why people call them names.
It's bad PR, but at the same time, you know, they're gonna fall back on the, well, we're just trying to do our jobs here. You know, that's what they're gonna fall back on.
And well, I understand that.
The problem is it's arbitrary, and that's, you know, that's bad for everybody.
Your job is making people hate you. Is that what you really want? Because in most customer service roles, in most jobs, the idea is to please the customer. Whereas the police, it's completely the opposite. Apparently with the police, the idea is to fleece instead of please the customer.
Well, in some ways, they are fundraisers with guns.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Don in New York. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
Hey, Ian. Ed and Elaine Brown, sorry to hear that they were taken away by the feds.
At least there was no bloodshed.
Has there been an update on that yet? I have not yet heard anything. I haven't checked into the NHFree.com forum here recently. In fact, I'll pull up a website here. But as far as what I can tell, or from what anyone else can say, that no one has actually heard where Ed and Elaine Brown have ended up. And
they're probably off in a gulag somewhere.
Well, apparently, according to one of the cops that I guess hangs, or actually a corrections officer that hangs out at the NHFree.com forum, he says that once you get picked up by the feds, you end up in contract jails. So you don't end up in a federal jail for a series of weeks, and then you will end up in the federal jail. So who knows? They could be in any number of local jails right now, simply being held as paperwork is being processed, that sort of thing. But the point is, nobody knows where they are. There's no way to really track them down until they end up in their final federal destination, which is kind of scary for their supporters, because we don't really know how much they were roughed up. The feds claim that it was, oh, no problem, no one got hurt, but we've yet to actually been able to confirm that with Ed or Elaine Brown, and that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, we just can hope for the best for them.
That's all we can do at this point.
Main reason I was calling in was Saturday, I believe it was Saturday's show, you had a caller from New Hampshire who was, you had got to admit at the end, was... I guess originally from Mass.
Yeah, Ian gets a big gold star for that one. I was very proud of him.
Big government,
I
think. Yeah,
I was very proud of the way that it was handled and answered, and I think you put him in his place.
Some of it was luck, though. I'd like to tell you, some of that was luck, because that could not have paid for him, and it would have been a bad thing.
Yeah, it was a good way to. I mean, he walked right into the trap.
Sure.
The thing he brought up twice was, you get to elect your officials every 2 and 4 years.
Whoopee.
And that he speaks for the government. Well, what I would like to ask him is, since he gets to elect new politicians every 2 and 4 years, what bills has he had passed in the last 2 to 4 years that have benefited him or anybody in his state or in his local community to some degree?
I'm sure he could answer that by saying there's all kinds of welfare bills that have been passed. I mean, I don't know what they are, but I'm sure there's at least a handful of new government welfare or make-work programs or something like that, which he could claim is benefiting certain people. Don? Uh-oh. I think we lost Don.
Yeah, there was a little click noise.
Well, I mean, they can point to their... it won't necessarily benefit him, but that's okay, because he would say he doesn't care about that, because he's doing fine, he wants to help the poor people,
right.
And so therefore there are these government programs that are helping the poor people, and you libertarians want to take that away. You hate the poor.
Well, the first thing I have to say about that is it's not helping poor people, because when I help, I do it of my own volition. What in fact it is this sort of slave labor, this conscription that, you know, I have to help, otherwise you take my house away, or you put me in jail, or you levy all kinds of fines against me for not paying these little taxes.
Well, yeah, because you wouldn't help if we didn't force you to.
And, you know, that's not true. I have donated all kinds of money to all kinds of charities. The reason that you don't believe...
Maybe you have, but everybody else, they wouldn't convince.
You mean everybody like you?
What do you mean?
Well, that's generally when somebody says something. When somebody says that, when some socialist says, "Well, I don't think people would donate," what the person they're in fact talking about is themselves, because they don't want to take the time to research which not for profits are going to be good for people. They don't want to have to. They know that they don't have the wherewithal to, or you know, what it takes to take a little bit of money out of their income and put it away for somebody. They know they'd spend their income. They know that they can't manage their own. They feel like they can't manage their own lives.
Well, they're greedy. Is what it comes down to. I think is actually they don't want to take their money. They want to take money from rich people, and if they're rich, they usually say, well, people who are richer than me,
mm-hmm.
and they want them to pay for
and
it.
And some of them
they
are self-hating rich,
but they want
to
do it themselves. Yeah, but generally, studies have shown that fiscally conservative people statistically give more per
it's
their
true.
Income,
yes.
and socialists don't. So
well, right,
socialists
they,
are more greedy than people who want to do things voluntarily.
They feel like the government has it covered for them, so they don't feel like they need to help others because, well, government programs are already there doing that, so
right,
why should I give
my money?
But the
government program is the most inefficient way to do it.
Right.
70 cents on every dollar put into one of these little programs goes into the hands
of the federal welfare, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's just welfare, but it is indicative of how it works.
Sure is. I mean, that is the number one program that's supposed to help people, right? The welfare program. And it's really just helping the middle-class bureaucrats running the program more so than anything else. 800-259-9231. looks like Baltimore is looking at having more cameras installed, this time in every new development. We will explain. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online where we've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, totally free. Just click and download. That's all you have to do. No logging in, no membership fees. It's all there, all for free. FreeTalkLive.com. And you might just own or know somebody who does a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing tasks of collections. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. So, last night, we talked about the United Kingdom and how they've just got this ring of steel, as they call it, this police state with all kinds of cameras everywhere, thousands of them throughout London and all across the entirety of the UK. You've got now apparently every taxi cab and every bus in the London area is equipped with a camera. And Mayor Michael Bloomberg was just salivating. Apparently, he recently went on a trip. This is the mayor of New York City, and was salivating over all of the security state apparatus that they have there in the UK. And was he vowed to bring New York City up to speed. They're falling behind in New York City. They need more cameras and faster.
And they've got a bigger police state than we do.
Right. That's what it is. It's basically police state one-upmanship that's going on around the world right now. And Baltimore is throwing its, I guess, its bet into the pool. Madison Park, apparently Sun reporter at thebaltimoresun.com, writes, hoping to deter crime by expanding the use of surveillance cameras, which, by the way, statistics now show that that doesn't do a damn thing to deter crime.
No, that streetlights really work, but not that.
Aberdeen passed a measure that empowers the city government and police to require cameras in new developments. The police department, the Department of Planning and Community Development, and the Department of Public Works will decide whether a new residential, commercial, or industrial development must install cameras at strategic locations before a development permit is issued. So they're not yet to the point of demanding that people install a camera inside their home, but if indeed a new gated community is going up or any sort of new development, any new business building, strip mall, whatever it is that's going to be built, it will be required to have cameras, and I believe
and
it'll stay
so
here.
In this way, it's more insidious. If it was taxes, then people would say, oh my God, I can't believe they're charging us this much taxes for, you know, some people would say, I don't want to pay the taxes for these cameras. In this way, what they do is they put the onus on the developer.
Right.
So it drives up the cost of the homes. And, you know, therefore employees that are going to buy these homes are going to need to be able to make more money in order to get them. Essentially,
the buyers will absorb the cost.
Right. The buyers. And then, you know, those buyers are part of society. They intermingle with us. If they have increased costs, then it's going to trickle down.
That's true. The city council passed the measure by a 4-1 vote. Becomes effective next week. Cameras installed at new developments. Developments will be connected to a watch room at the police station, according to the mayor. Simmons said, that's the mayor, said the police chief will work with the other departments to study the feasibility of installation and check whether a camera is wanted and necessary at new developments. So, this is something that we had talked about was going to go on, we thought was going to happen in Chicago. I don't know if it was ever really nailed down there, but now it looks like it's definitely going to happen in Baltimore. Anything new that is built will be required to have cameras, most likely, and those cameras are going to be required to be tied into the government. So it's not like they're saying, okay, you're going to build a new community with a gated, you know, gated community with security and everything. We're going to require you to have cameras. That would be bad enough as is. I mean, they might want to install their own cameras anyway, in which case that's their business and that's their prerogative and that's fine with me. But when the government comes by and starts making demands, then I have an issue. And it's even worse now that not only going to require that they install these cameras, but it's the government that's going to be getting the feeds from the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Do they require them to turn them on and power them?
Probably.
Well, it's always interesting if you pick through laws like this. Sometimes
maybe they left
loophole.
That loophole. Right. Certainly, I guess that's a possibility. Well, the ordinance apparently doesn't...
As a builder, I don't want to have to deal with either one of those situations.
No.
It doesn't spell out guidelines for determining whether new cameras will be required, or excuse me, new developments will be required to have the cameras, which concerned the lone dissenter on the council vote. So apparently it's arbitrary, like so many bureaucratic decisions are. They're going to leave it up to the cops to decide. Now, what do you think they're going to choose?
Well, they're going to choose. It doesn't cost the cops anything, so they're right. going to choose the business owner has to pay.
Though crime is already decreasing in Aberdeen, the city is seeking to prevent crime by expanding the camera program. City installed cameras this year at two troubled intersections. The cameras can zoom in, rotate 360 degrees, and are monitored from the city's police station. Footage from the cameras has been used to prosecute drug cases, of course. You can't actually catch any real crimes happening with these cameras. Just somebody selling a dime bag from his truck window on the street level. That's the best they can do. That's what these thousands and thousands of taxpayer dollars being poured into constant monitoring of your every move, that's what this is resulting in.
Right.
A couple of kids getting busted for selling some
marijuana. It's not what
marijuana.
I want to pay my taxes for. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that I think that kids smoking marijuana is the greatest thing in the world. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think they can do worse stuff. They could be breaking into businesses. They could be drinking. They could be smoking crack. They could be doing lots of things. But I don't want to pay my taxes to go after these kids.
I'm with you. 800-259-9231. Are you in favor of all this surveillance, all these cameras, these mandates? Would love to hear from somebody who's a fan of the surveillance state. But surveillance cameras are a familiar sight in larger cities like New York and Chicago and Baltimore. A network of about 400 surveillance cameras is currently in use, and smaller Maryland towns use surveillance cameras as well. Law enforcement officials have credited the cameras for providing information about suspects, such as descriptions and license plate numbers. Simmons says he's interested in expanding the camera program to monitor traffic and using cameras that can read license plate numbers and run them through a computer database to check whether a car is stolen or the registration is expired. How many do you think of each of those crimes that they're going to find? Stolen cars versus registration.
Right, registrations, which is just more fundraising
yep.
For the local municipality.
Right. And it's not like they're trying to recoup their costs. They don't care about recouping costs on the cameras. They just want to bring more money in, and they've already got the money to spend, so they're going to spend the money that they have and then use that money to bring more fines
right.
fine
that
in.
Money, the money just sort of disappears. The fine money just sort of disappears in the coffers. They don't mention that when they say, oh, my God, these taxes. Well, we put in these great cameras for you citizens, and now, well, we're going to have to raise millage rates because, you know, it's just it costs too much, you know, to administer these. We need more cops and all that good stuff.
So here's the same excuse that we heard from Michael Bloomberg yesterday. It's just coming from a different bureaucrat this time, saying, you can't go to a supermarket, the ATM, or a drugstore without being camera'd. They're all camera'd, which I don't know if that's really a word. Look up, and there's three or four white cameras capturing everything on the state highway. We live in that age. So once again,
these are the talking points on cameras, and this is how it's going to be brought to you.
Right, right. This is them pushing this idea of a much larger surveillance state based on the fact that cameras already exist and they're being utilized in private businesses. So because private businesses are using them to protect themselves, now that's an excuse for the government to invade your privacy. 800-259-9231. Would love to hear from a camera supporter, somebody who loves the idea of having thousands of cameras watching your every single move, all of them being tied into one central government monitoring facility. Is this something that really turns you on? Are you thinking this is a great thing for America? 800-259-9231. Otherwise, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and proved they listened to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Just recently added 2 new Shriners to the list over the weekend. So head on over and take a look. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org as we go to the phones, do the fun, and talk to Indy, who's calling from Connecticut. Indy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. First of all, I agree with about 90% of the positions you take, but you also preach efficiency in government and you talk about the inefficiency of government. How about installing a few cameras, removing a couple of officers from the street, making one officer in the street, one officer behind the video screens, and I think it's a good idea.
You're saying have a bunch of cameras and only 2 cops? I think I might be okay with that.
Hey, it doesn't sound too bad, so don't bite it before you give it a test drive. And it does work in Great Britain and other places too.
Well, it does not work in Great Britain. Statistically, it doesn't deter crime in any at all.
And they have more than 2 cops in Great Britain.
And likely what's going to happen, this is the problem with making compromises with government. And I'm not saying that I'm not willing to make compromises with government. I am willing to make compromises. The problem is what you're going to get is you're going to get the cameras and not a single cop is going to lose his job. You know as well as I do, they are not going to cut any bureaucrats. The union would have a fit. The whole city would screech to a halt if they said, well, we're going to cut the police force by 33%. I mean, it would be utter chaos.
this is Baltimore we're talking about. They're not buying marijuana on the streets. And, Ian, I doubt you buy marijuana from anybody in the streets. I know I don't. No, none of my friends do.
Well, you may not, but there are people that do. I mean,
talking about this is crack cocaine. This is a crack cocaine and heroin trade.
It could be crack. I mean, that's certainly a possibility.
It's a different game, and don't liken it to marijuana because it's a different game altogether.
I mean, are you trying to pretend that people don't buy Nick bags of marijuana at the street level? I mean, that absolutely happens. I've seen people do it.
And you probably have as well, but the vast majority of the street trade in drugs is hard drugs, not marijuana.
For the poorer people out there, they still buy their marijuana on the street. You know?
Or a guy on business, you know, away from his home, might have to do what he has to do. I know I have, and you know, maybe you guys have too. But
right.
if we can make a package deal, reduce the officers in the street by one half, and maybe add a couple of video officers, doesn't sound too bad, guys.
I would agree with you, but you know, they're not going to. They are absolute. Do you believe
it's a fantasy
for one
deal.
Second that they would reduce one police officer by putting these cameras on?
Oh, I don't trust him for a second, but let's give it a chance.
No, then all we have to do is pay millions of dollars for these cameras, and you know the deal won't work.
Yeah.
Oh, what they'll do is
opinion and try and make it work. How does that sound, guys?
I don't want to make any compromises. I just want to get the government out of the world of policing.
I'm not willing to go into a deal that I don't believe the other party is going to hold up.
Well, you know what they might do, Mark. And thanks for the call. So it was a fine idea, though.
Yeah,
I appreciate the idea.
I'm open for ideas.
You know, if it happened that way, it would be a good idea, but it won't.
Well, here's what might happen. I mean, if that deal were on the table, what might happen is they'd go through with the deal and make it look like, yeah, hey, we're doing something here. We're giving you getting a little and scratch our back, we scratch yours. And then what they'll do is they'll can a few of the police officers that they promised they're going to fire. And then maybe 6 weeks later, the cops will come back and they'll instigate a lawsuit to get their jobs back, because that's
right.
What they can do. If you're a government bureaucrat, you apparently have a right to have a job once you get past your tenure phase. Once you become tenured, you then apparently have a right to a job for the rest of your life. So if you get fired, unless you've molested a child, you get fired. You can pretty much come back, sue the government. And in many cases, many of the cases we've seen over the years, the government will say, oh, yeah, we sure shouldn't have fired you. Now we're going to hire you back and give you back pay. So they get to not work for 6 weeks and then come back on board, presuming their lawsuit's successful, and get paid for all the 6 weeks they weren't there.
And beyond the fact that the police won't actually get removed, this is going to be a means to social control. But while they try to sell it as it's going to be people, you know, violent drug dealers selling crack cocaine, and it's going to take dangerous people off the street, do you think that the crack dealers who are packing heat are going to stick around while they see the cop car pull up? They're going to book it. Most of them are going to get away, the hired criminals. The people
Absolutely.
Who are going to get busted with this are jaywalkers, somebody who throws their cigarette in the street, that's
mm-hmm.
littering. It's going to be petty stuff like this.
I don't know if I'd feel bad about the litterers.
Well, no, but it's going to be...
fines.
Yeah, it's going to be the small stuff. It might be real violations, but you're always going to be on camera, and that's what people are mostly going to get caught for with these cameras.
Let's continue with the phones. Talk to Donnie in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Donnie.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind, Donnie?
I'm just wondering if you guys have an opinion on when government is small enough to be okay. And let me explain what I mean. I mean, let's say you live in a neighborhood and you know everybody in the neighborhood, and you would like to get together and maybe set forth some building codes or some sort of, you know, everybody... let's all build a fence and make sure everybody keeps up their fences. Is that okay with you guys as far as...
Well, if everyone agrees, if you get everyone on your street or in your neighborhood to enter into a voluntary agreement, as many people have in deed-restricted neighborhoods, then that's A-okay. That's voluntary consent, my friend, and that's what we're all about on this show, is getting people to interact on a voluntary basis as opposed to a coercive basis. It's not okay if it's a non-deed-restricted neighborhood and then you and three of your... let's say it's just us four, okay? It's me and Mark and Nick and you. We all live in the same non-deed-restricted neighborhood, just a street somewhere. It's
right.
not okay if you get together with Mark and Nick and decide you're going to build a fence and then you're going to come over to my house and force me at gunpoint to build the same kind of fence in the, you know, the same color and that sort of thing. That's not okay, because then you don't have consent. You see the difference?
Oh, yeah. No, I see that difference. What my question is, when is it too big to work? Even if 100% of the people are okay with it, when is it too big that it's just too much power and too much responsibility and it's impossible to keep it under control?
You're saying if 100% of the people theoretically are agreeing to this system, is there a point at which it could be theoretically too large?
Well, you know, for example, in the instance of a neighborhood, of course all the people that were there initially agreed, but then as people buy in and out, then they didn't necessarily agree. They agree by buying in.
Yeah, you agree by buying in. You sure do. You're given a copy of the deed restrictions before you purchase a home in a deed-restricted neighborhood. Nick, as the resident realtor, am I right about this?
Yes, you get the when they search the deed for the title search, if your realtor hasn't given it to you already, they'll be, if there are restrictions written in the deed, it runs with the property. If not, if it's not written in, then they aren't real, as far as the law is concerned.
Done.
Right. Well, I guess another part of my question would be, do you guys, at any group size, do you guys believe in letting the majority make a decision for the minority?
Mark, can you answer that one? Because, I mean, it's sort of up your alley.
Well, every one of us here believes something different as far as government goes, but we all believe it should be small or non-existent in Ian's case. So.
Right.
Ian believes that essentially you have to opt in. You have to put your signature on something in order to be legitimately governed by that thing. He doesn't not believe in government. He just doesn't believe in involuntary government.
Right.
Whereas I believe that, you know, we have to have cops. We have to have roads. We have to have...
we can have all that voluntarily.
Right. And we thanks very much for your input there. And we have to have armies and all that other stuff. And it's really difficult for people to imagine a world without those things being administered by the state. So I say don't propose those things to them. Just let's talk about lowering the government in the areas that people can understand smaller government.
Right, and I think the larger your sample group, the larger the group of people you're talking about, the less and less likely it is that you're going to have all those people agreeing on something. So I couldn't tell you what that number would be that you're asking for. I just don't think it'd be very high. I think, you know, it's difficult to, it would be difficult to get four people on the same street who don't live in a deed-restricted neighborhood to agree on the same thing, let alone 40 or 400 or 40,000. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, I just wanted to spur the conversation.
Thanks for the call, Donnie. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I like the idea of people voluntarily interacting in the marketplace. That's the way it should be. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system and more. It's all for free, and if you like the website and you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy my house. Go to house.freetalklive.com. You laugh, Mark, but you know, it's not good.
It would be very good for Free Talk Live if we could sell this house so that Ian can move on emotionally.
I got to tell you, man, it bugs me. I want to sell this house so bad. I'm taking offers.
You act like you're a man who's trapped in some way or another.
I'm not trapped. I just want to get out of it, see? Because I'm 1,500 miles away, and I've got renters that have been arrested, and now a squatter is living there, and it's just, I can't deal with this. So, anyway, house.freetalklive.com. And it'd be really appreciated. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. It's Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi. I just wanted to say I told you so about the surveillance society.
Now, which part did you tell us about, exactly?
I told you that the way they were going to do it is just legislate. It's not going to cost the government a dime. They just legislate that everybody that has a business, that has a camera, has to hook it up through the Internet.
That's right.
Surveillance
system. You did tell us that. Congratulations.
But it's not going to go. It's not going to stop there, of course. You know, they never stop when they've got an inch there, when they can also take a mile.
Right. I think they're going to go after the felons next. That's what they proposed down in Houston earlier this year, and I bet you're going to see that proposal come out in a handful of major cities or maybe even smaller cities, and I think you're going to see that next. What do you think's next, Gene?
Well, they're also going to go into all of the government, all of the private records that are being kept by every kind of business. You're going to have to tie it into their system so that they can find out what you've been purchasing at Walmart, what you saw the doctor for last time, what your medications are. All of this stuff will be tied in. Again, it's not going to cost them a penny. They just legislated into existence saying, well, now you have to pay for that. You as the business owner, you're going to have to pay for the connection and to provide us access to your database so that we know everything that's going on for everybody. So
I think you're right on this one, too, because we know they've already proposed the immigration check program where there are several thousand companies that are already doing this on a voluntary basis. They're checking every single employee or potential employee, somebody that wants a job. They check them against a federal database to see if they're okay to hire. And they're going to spread that out nationwide as soon as they get the next opportunity where every single employer in America will be forced into that program. And, of course, that will lead the way into opening the databases and the sorts of things you're talking about. So I think you're absolutely right.
As an aside, Ron Paul will change all that. And a friend of mine just called who had seen the debate tonight, and he was just angry as a hornet's nest because the people, the talking heads, number one, wouldn't let him, Ron Paul, talk to cut him off. And then after the show, all they would talk about is everybody except Ron Paul. They wouldn't say boo about Ron Paul.
Did you hear they pulled the poll?
No, I didn't, but I heard he was winning.
CNBC had the, these are the people that hosted the debate, they had the poll up on their website. It was Ron Paul taking it away with 75% of the votes, and it was over 6,000 people that voted the last time I looked. So, decent amount of votes. 75% was what he was at. They yanked the poll this evening. It's down as we speak right now. The page is not found.
So, they're really making themselves look like the fools they are.
Yep, they sure are. And all they're really serving to do is galvanize the Ron Paul internet movement even further. If you keep slighting Ron Paul, it's just going to make the Ron Paul supporters that much more upset and angry and dedicated and get out there and spread the message even farther and faster. And I think that they don't realize that.
I talked to a guy yesterday, came into our place of business, and he said, "It looks like you're going to vote for Ron Paul," because he saw my truck. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yeah, here, take one of these cards." And I told him all about Ron Paul. First of all, I said, "What?" Because this is how I usually talk to people about Ron Paul. I say, "What do you want to see in a president?" They almost always come back with something that Ron Paul is strong for. And he said he wants to see us out of the war. I said, "Ron Paul is your guy." His exit strategy is we march right in, we're going to turn around and march right out. And after I talked to him for a little while, he walked out just all charged up. He's saying, "Man, I'm glad you told me about this guy because I had no idea who I was going to vote for." And he
That's
was going to go check him out on the web and stuff. So this is how Ron Paul is snowballing, and they're not going to be able to stop it. They got to kill the guy.
Well, we'll see what happens. And, Gene, I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong about that.
Hope and pray I'm wrong on that.
Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. It really is amazing the way they are trying to slight Ron Paul, and they still are trying to pretend as though he doesn't exist. And it really must frustrate them having this incredible amount of support.
They were doing a little pregame stuff on NPR today.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent more time on Ron Paul than they did on any other...
NPR did?
Yes. Huh. Any other Republican candidate. I didn't get to hear anything... Well, I guess it was a Republican debate, wasn't it? They talked about Ron Paul more than anybody else that I heard.
I do have to admit, I think he's getting a lot more attention than other people who are polling in his range. I mean, I think...
Now he is. He is now.
Tancredo,
right,
Brownback.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really hear about those guys either. And I think Paul has gotten a fair amount of media attention from a media that might not be terribly friendly to him. And, you know, given that he hasn't been polling in the major media's polls, I mean, if they discredit those polls that they've always been using, they discredit themselves to some extent. So I don't know if it's out of a political interest, but more out of a self-interest that they've kind of said, well, the establishment media and the establishment political groups have said he must be a fringe candidate, so we're going to kind of try to keep him in that camp.
They've definitely had to give him more attention simply because he does deserve it at this point.
Well, the fundraising, internet campaign, and the crowds you can turn out, I mean, that's newsworthy.
It absolutely is, and to some of the organization's credit, ABC News, Tucker Carlson, I believe, on MSNBC has had Ron on his show a few times now. He's very friendly towards Ron. Joe Scarborough, also, I think that's also MSNBC, has been pretty friendly towards him. So I'll give credit where credit's due, but nonetheless, at the same time, watching CNBC pull down a poll that Ron Paul was just dominating on is kind of sad.
See, with a poll specifically where he's polling at 75, 80, 95%, I can understand when they pull them down because so many Paul supporters vote in them that it's completely unrealistic.
Right.
For them to put that
poll
up there...
They put the poll up not so that Ron Paul can get name recognition on the internet in one more poll. They put the poll up to have an idea of who actually won the debate. What do the American people think who won the debate? Now, when Paul...
The American people that are on the internet believe Ron Paul won the debate.
There you go.
Right.
I know that.
They don't like that.
Don't think they entirely believe it.
I don't see how you can't fake these things, man. We've already proven that these polls are IP checked. Many of them are, and they're just not worth spamming.
Right. They don't get that Ron Paul is a younger phenomenon. People that are more mentally progressive. I don't even know how to use the term, but the more cutting edge sort of folks, they don't understand that those people are going to be on the internet. And when you ask those people for a poll, you're going to get Ron Paul. They're going to go. They're going to call their friends and have Ron Paul and have them vote for Ron Paul too.
It can be very frustrating watching it happen, but I think that in the long run, it's going to be good for the campaign.
If they wanted a trick, they would use a keyword. They'd say, if you wish to vote, they give you down at the bottom of the thing, if you wish to vote in tonight's internet poll, you must type in this word. And, the secret word is Grover. Mm-hmm. And, that would help to eliminate some of the people that didn't actually watch
the debate
and were just called in as minions to vote. I know, I can tell you, I've done it. And I haven't watched the debate, some debates.
You've been a voting minion, you mean?
I have.
Yeah. So have I. I voted in the CNBC poll.
Mm-hmm.
I did not vote online.
I don't see any reason almost anymore. We're going to win all.
The only debate I actually missed, it was because I was outside of it at UNH and I had to drive home, so I caught the tail end of the debate. But I voted anyway since I figured I was there. So
I've never watched any one of these debates. I have watched the Ron Paul clips, but I've never bothered to watch.
That really is a better way to go if you don't want to hear...
Why would I want to listen to the other windbags?
Here's Ron Paul's clip from this one. It's Congressman Ron Paul of Texas said, America must start living within its means if it wants a healthier trade position. Right now we owe
the American government.
Right. We owe foreigners $2.7 trillion, said Paul. No wonder they have money to come back here and buy stuff. And then we object. We can't maintain a reserve currency where our greatest export today are paper dollars. So... he's right in line with everything, I believe.
Ron Paul,
none of them are talking about this.
Right, and I'm glad this is a financial debate because I imagine Ron Paul had an opportunity, at least I hope, to touch on the Federal Reserve and these sorts of issues that are very critical to his campaign because he really hasn't had a chance in the prior debates to expound on those ideas.
I just hope he prefaced it in a way when he talked about economic issues that the average voter could understand because... While a lot of us and a lot of younger people in college understand what he's saying when he talks about the Federal Reserve, inflation, a gold standard, a lot of people just don't get it.
Glaze over.
Average voters don't follow economics. I hope he explained it a bit more simply in this
It's
debate.
Difficult, but if they don't pay attention, it's their wallet that's going to get robbed.
Well, I remember there was one debate where he tried to explain it in less than 30 seconds. He did an okay job. I mean, he did point out that inflation is a tax, but he didn't have a chance to really explicate himself. So hopefully over time he'll get more of those opportunities. Hour number 3 is on the way, and we'll know more by tomorrow night after we've had a chance to watch the debate. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.